nice move. Another nice move. Oh, he scores. Oh, what a goal. Oh. It doesn't get any better than this. Oh. Rick Nash, how do you do?
You're listening to Sports, Overnight Weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. This is hour number two of Johnny Tacos All-Stars. Obviously, I am Johnny Tacos. I'm going to be joined by both Zach Tag Young and Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez. Straight up, we're talking sports and having a good time, of course, right here. Coming to you live from San Francisco. If you'd like to join us, you could on the toll-free. You're not compelled to, but if you'd like to, you could. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking about the NBA great that passed away this day, the great Nate Thurmond. Man, he was a Hall of Famer, graded, voted one of the 50 greatest NBA players of all time. He ran a rib joint down here south of Mark. I used to go down there and talk basketball and boxing with him. Yeah, me and Nate, we go back a while. So talk about Nate coming out of the first break. Bottom line is Nate passed away today in the city by the bay at the age of 74. The Giants are off and rolling. The 49ers and the Raiders, well, what can I say? The local sports scene, they're not talking too much smack, of course, after the Warriors flopping in the choke of the year against the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is Sports Byline live from San Francisco.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Nate Salmon in the corner. Salmon scored for the world.
Nate Thurmond spent 11 illustrious seasons as a San Francisco and Golden State Warrior after being drafted third overall in the 1963 draft out of Bowling Green. Thurmond, often overshadowed by the league's better-known big men, played alongside Wilt Chamberlain as a rookie before taking over the middle the following season when the Warriors dealt Wilt to Philadelphia. Known for his quiet demeanor off the court, Thurmond was a monster in the paint, but unfortunately played most of his career in the era before the block shot was a statistical category. Thurmond made NBA history by grabbing 18 rebounds in one quarter against Baltimore in 1965. After being traded to Chicago for Clifford Ray in 1974, Thurmond tallied 22 points, 14 rebounds, 13 assists, and 12 block shots to become the first player to ever record a quadruple-double in an opening night win over the Hawks. A seven-time All-Star, Nate the Great would go on to be named one of the top 50 players in NBA history and was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1985. Nate Thurmond, truly a Warrior legend.
No doubt about it, 74 years young, passed away today in the city by the Bay, leukemia. I want to tell you about the days back in the 70s and early 80s when he was like driving a Rolls Royce around town. It was sort of cool, man. He had this nice Rolls Royce and he had a little compartment in the Rolls Royce where he sort of hid this stuff that was illegal back in the day. But I got to tell you, he was a character, he was a player, and for the most part, he was a good NBA guy. I mean, an outstanding NBA player, but he was a super fly type of guy back in the day. If you know what I'm talking about, he was from that era, the 1970 era of 70s era of cocaine, limousines, and long coats. That is my man, Nate the Great Thurmond. So may he rest in peace. Straight up, we're talking sports here, of course, Sports Over in America. Johnny talking his All-Stars. And Dominic Cadwallader, in a minute, I'll go to you first. What the hell is Pokemon Go?
Pokemon Go is the latest Pokemon phenomenon. It allows people to go out into the real world and interact with the real world and catch Pokemon rather than just through their video game system.
Okay, Zach, and what is Johnny Manziel doing playing this, and why isn't he practicing?
Well, Johnny Manziel is, as far as I know, still unemployed by the National Football League, so that might be why he's doing that.
Interesting. Zach, Dominic, I got to ask you, there's any chance of him signing this year with anybody?
You know, similar to Ray Rice, I don't think anybody's going to really want to put up with the PR nightmare that would be Johnny Manziel. And I think there's got to be some kind of looming suspension for him for, you know, conduct policy and substance abuse policy and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's just way too much drama for a team to bring Johnny Manziel back into the fold. And I think before anybody even signs him, he's got to display a willingness to want to come back. He might be out there saying he wants to be an NFL quarterback, but he sure isn't acting like he wants to be an NFL quarterback.
Okay, you know a little bit about baseball history. I'm going to throw you back here to 1954. The Brooklyn Dodgers made history as the first team with a majority of black players. Wow. I mean, they had that many black players in 1954, the Dodgers?
Yeah, I guess so. I know Jackie Robinson was there, Pee Wee Reese. I can't think of too many guys off the top of my head, but I know that the Dodgers, in addition to Jackie Robinson, were one of the most diverse teams in the early stages of inclusion of African-American players.
Okay, what's happening in the world of soccer? I mean, we talked about these stars making all that money in hour number one. What's happening in soccer?
Right now, not a whole lot. Things have really settled down now that the Euros and the Copa America have finished. Messi's still retired, so the entire country of Argentina is kind of on pins and needles, on whatever kind of metaphor you want, and anticipating, anxiously awaiting he possibly changing his mind, which I think will happen sooner rather than later. But I really don't think he wants to go through the rigmarole of qualifying and just the travel and rigors of being in Barcelona and then going to South America to play these qualifying games. I think that's just really part of it. Other than that, there's not a whole lot. I think everybody's kind of getting geared up for the Olympics at this point. Mainly the women's soccer, that's where you see all the full stars. Men's soccer, I believe there's only a handful of players above the age of 23 that are allowed to play. But we will get to see Neymar suit up for Brazil, the home country. So that should be fun to watch. But other than that, not a whole lot in soccer going on other than getting ready for the Olympics.
Okay, the first person died as far as the Zika virus was concerned about a fortnight ago, 10 to 14 days ago here in the United States. Another person contacted the Zika virus via a sexual transmission. He was a male, caught it from a female. Zach! I don't know if I ever want to go to Brazil. And I tell you one thing, I'd never get laid in Brazil. We lost Zach Attack Young. Same thing, Cadwallader. I wouldn't want to go down there and be promiscuous.
Oh, no, not at all. And I think that's a huge part of why some of these top athletes are choosing to pass on something as prestigious as the Olympics is that there's just so much that is unknown about the Zika virus, in addition to the stuff that we do know, the child deformations, the birth defects, the horrible flu-like symptoms for adults that are not involved with children or pregnancy or anything like that, and the waiting period to make sure that nothing can happen so you can't have sex for whatever 30 days or whatever it is. There's a lot of concerns over it, and now that we're starting to see it happen and show up just a little bit more in America, people are going to be a little more freaked out by it because I think there's a disconnect. Anytime something happens that isn't in the U.S., it doesn't necessarily affect the normal person until it does come to the U.S. So I obviously people were concerned about Zika virus prior to anything popping up here. But I think now that it's kind of poked up here and there in the U.S., people are like, whoa, this is serious. It's something that because it happens in the country of America and it gets more media coverage happening to an American, society as a whole kind of perks their ears up a little bit and pays a little more attention.
+1 800 878 play. That's 1-800-878-7529. Dominic, on this day in 1994, Brazil won a record fourth straight World Cup, and take that by fourth World Cup in soccer. They defeated Italy 3-2 on penalty kicks. Now, we talked about soccer coming over as far as these guys making all this kind of money. I didn't notice any Americans making that kind of money as far as soccer is concerned. Well, who's the highest paid American soccer player?
The highest paid American soccer player, it's probably Clint Dempsey. I know the Sounders paid a fair amount of money to bring him over from, I believe, Tottenham. Don't quote me on that. I believe that was over in England. He was over in England with Tottenham prior to that. But yeah, there's not a whole lot of – we talked about this in the past. Part of the reason that there's kind of a delay and a struggle in the U.S. The population getting really involved with soccer is the lack of a marketable star. You've got Lionel Messi, who's got the flair, all the talent. You've got Cristiano Ronaldo, equally talented, a good-looking guy. Those guys are really marketable, and I think that's part of why we see them in the top, I believe, 20 of Forbes' money list, is that they're marketable, and the U.S. doesn't quite have that new face, not just yet, at least.
Switching gears from... From soccer to football, the NFL, Carlos with a K, couldn't spell Carlos with a C, I guess. Carlos Williams got a 4-game suspension for weed. I mean, you forget the booze and the pills and all those other kind of stuff. I mean, if the guy's hurt and he wants to smoke a little weed, what's the beef?
No, and we've talked about this extensively. I completely agree with you. Marijuana is, especially in football, where there have been studies showing that smoking marijuana does assist these guys in some recovery aspects. I think the NFL really needs to take a long, hard look at changing those rules. And it's unfortunate that because those are the rules in place, that Carlos Williams does get suspended for it because while it shouldn't be illegal, it still is, and he's got to know that. And I look at a guy like Josh Gordon and Justin Blackman, guys that have been suspended multiple times for marijuana violations. You got to just be smarter about it. I understand.
But not when it stays in your system for 30, 35, 40 days, man. I mean, come on. When it stays in your system that long, it's sort of hard to cheat. Unless you got one of those fake penises like Mike Tyson used to have. We'll get to that in a bit. You're tuned to Sports Over in America. Zach Tag Young has gone off to spend the rest of the evening with his daughter, Jasmine. More power to him. We've got, of course, Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez coming to us live from Hillsborough, California, talking to us about possibly buying a piece of Disney. That's interesting. So we've got lots of things to talk about in the world of money with Cadwalader, but sports as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Sports Over in America. Johnny talking to us all stars live from the West Coast.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
I call this my pinball machine segment. We sort of shoot around from sport to sport. The bottom line is the Cleveland Cavaliers, their chances to repeat as NBA champions. Of course, that took a major hit when Kevin Durant signed with the Golden State Warriors. Of course, he came in number two this year. Losing that game number seven, but their coach doesn't have a problem with that. You know, I'm telling Tyronn Lue, the Cleveland Cavaliers coach says, you know, more power to Kevin Durant for going to Golden State Warriors, but Not so many guys feel that way, and a lot of people think that maybe the NBA should have stepped in and stopped this free agent signing. I don't think so. The bottom line is the Warriors are looking good for the 2016-2017 season. Straight up, Warriors are favored to win the title. What kind of money you got to throw on this? Do you know, Dom?
I believe most recently, it was maybe a few days after they'd signed Durant on the 4th of July that they were, yeah, I believe you had to put down two to win one. It was something like that.
That's not too bad, considering what you've got on the line. I mean, you know, unless somebody gets hurt, it looks like the Warriors are going to be a good bet to win.
No, yeah, there are odds on the favorite. I think they may have even been the favorites before the Durant signing. So to have a team that was that probably going to be that heavily favored to start with, and then you add a guy like Kevin Durant, especially when one of the reasons the Warriors lost were lack of a third scoring option to help supplement Klay and Steph when they struggled. So yeah, I think things have worked out pretty well for the Warriors there.
As far as Mr. Green slapping that guy in the club or the guy giving him some lip, you know, there comes a point in time when a guy's in your face and the guy's getting in your face and he's over and over and over in your face. And, you know, you've had maybe a couple of drinks or you smoked a joint or something like that. And you just want to say, you know what, leave me alone. The guy won't leave you alone. So you gangster slap him. And it happens now and then. You're not supposed to do it, but you do it. Unfortunately, Mr. Green did it in front of the police. And they booked him. And of course, they released him on bail. He's going to have a speedy trial or something like that and try to get this over with before the season starts, things like that. But this isn't going to have an impact on him playing in the NBA, will it?
Long term, no, I don't think it will. I'm curious to see how it will affect his standing with the Olympic team. I think he'll still be on he'll still be fine on the roster, but I think Jerry Colangelo, Mike Krzyzewski, whoever's I know there's a little bit of transition with USA Basketball, but I think they're still around for this last go around. I think there's going to be a long look at whether they want to keep Draymond Green on it, given that he's had some issues over the past, we'll call it, you know, maybe 4 months during the season. Draymond Green got in trouble, reprimanded by the Warriors because he posted a video online of him going over 120 miles an hour on a freeway. We had the multiple, you know, suspensions, the technical foul issues, the flagrant issues. So Draymond has not exhibited the best decision-making on the court. That's one thing. You know, the Warriors want him to be passionate. They want him to have that kind of fire, that edge. That's what makes him unique. That's what makes the Warriors' dynamic so unique, because their vocal leader on the floor is probably their third best player, possibly their third best player on a given night. But there's got to be a fine line between your fire on the court and off the court. I understand that, you know, things happen. A guy just keeps going at you as a heckler. You want to tell him to shut up, and if he doesn't shut up, you kind of want to take things into your own hands. But still, as a guy who is in the limelight, not only just as a professional athlete, not only as an outspoken guy, but for somebody who's been in the media's attention, in their crosshairs for doing negative things, Draymond Green's got to be smarter than that next time than to put his hands on that guy.
Especially in front of a witness. That's especially
and when that
police.
Witness is a cop. Come
yeah, exactly.
on, man.
Let's talk about money. You know about money and the billions and that kind of good stuff. Dallas Cowboys are worth $4 billion. The UFC's worth $4 billion. Real Madrid's worth $3.65 billion. Barcelona's worth $3.55 billion. New York Yankees worth $3.4 billion. Manchester, UK is Manchester United worth $3.3 billion. The bottom line is the UFC worth $4 billion. Is the UFC really, I mean, don't you think that's like a little overvalued there?
You know, I do think it was. You know, I was surprised that somebody was going to be willing to pay $4 billion into a company that, I don't want to say they've become stagnant, but how much room is there really for the UFC to grow? Once I'm done with this, I'll ask your opinion on that. But obviously, you know, when Dana White and the other guys bought it, they bought it for, I believe, $2 million. Clearly, there's plenty of improvement there. But when you're looking at $4 billion, you've become the juggernaut that you are in the mixed martial arts world. At $4 billion, what type of profits are you really looking for on such a huge investment? I mean, if you think about it, if you were to pay $4 billion, we'll say for the Cowboys, how many more Cowboys jerseys realistically are you going to be able to move worldwide? So I'll ask you, Taco Man, for the UFC, how much room do they really have to grow? that would even help justify the $4 billion price tag.
Well, I think they've grown as far as they're going to grow as far as size is concerned. I think that right now they're dominating the world of MMA, but that might change, of course, with these other companies, Bellator and other people trying to make a move. But, you know, they've got the money. They've got the money. And they've got the power. They've got the Nevada State Athletic Commission backing them to a T. We'll see what happens with this lawsuit. But I tell you what, with this lawsuit going down and the fact that I think the rules will be changed after the lawsuit is over with, as far as free agents and restricted free agents and contract employees, all that kind of good stuff. In other words, it'll all be settled as to what these UFC fighters actually are, whether they're employees or whether they're individual contractors. And I think they're individual contractors. And to be forced to wear uniforms, which denies them a right to make upwards of $100,000 a fight in advertising, as far as the advertising on their trunks is concerned, I think that is dead wrong. So I'm not big on the UFC right now, and I think that whoever buys it, I think they're starting to buy a turd, because I think that the fact that this drug thing with Jon Jones and both Brock Lesnar, those are the two top stars in the UFC, and they're both down on dope.
No, yeah, and you've got probably the other two most recognizable faces, haven't fought in a while. Ronda Rousey and McGregor both haven't fought since, I believe, March, I want to say. So, no, Rousey even longer
November,
than that.
November, December,
yeah. Even longer than that. So it doesn't hurt. It doesn't help that obviously Lesnar and Jones got busted, and Jones has had probably the worst 12 months of a fighter we've seen in possibly ever.
Just
but
a dummy.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just a dummy. I mean, drag racing and then cussing out the cops on camera.
Yeah, it's one mistake after the other. And then to have your next two most famous faces, recognizable faces, kind of be absent for 6+ months, they're really in a bad spot. How many people are getting turned off by watching, you know, Miesha Tate fight Holly Holm and then lose to Amanda Nunes, as opposed to seeing Ronda Rousey continue to dominate matches in 30 seconds? It's got to be a turnoff for the casual fan to not have recognizable names like that and recognizable faces fighting more often.
You're not dismissing the ability of Amanda Nunes, are you? Because I'll give her a call if you want.
Oh, not at all. Amanda Nunes proved why she's a monster. You know, I didn't know much about her going into that fight, but I sure walked away. I'm not going to forget that name after that licking she put on Miesha Tate. I'm just saying to the casual fan, you know, who's Amanda Nunes? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, Taco Man? If you're not well-versed with the UFC, she was a little bit of an unknown.
Yeah, no, she was a decided underdog, no doubt about it, from Brazil, the first Brazilian woman to win a UFC title, believe it or not. But, you know, She has that baby face. I didn't think, you know, I looked at her and said, you know, this Brazilian's got a good record and she's got some good skills in this and that. But Miesha Tate's supposedly a much better fighter. She's favored like 2.5, almost 3-1 over. But guess what? Those odds don't matter once that bell rings.
No, and all it took was, a couple minutes to prove that, Miesha Tate was a little in over her head. They're defending that title, trying to defend the title.
Will the casual sports fan be interested in Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz too?
I think they will if the UFC properly uses Conor McGregor's ability to speak. If they can adequately, it doesn't even have to be anything over the top. I'm just talking do a good job, not even great, a good job of getting Conor McGregor's face, his voice out there. They can definitely hype up this fight, especially, I mean, to be fair, there's been a little bit of distance time-wise that, oh man, it's lost a little bit of its luster in terms of the rematch, kind of like Pacquiao and Mayweather. They just waited so long that when it finally happened, a little bit of the luster of the fight had lost. But I do think that the general public, as long as a little bit of media gets in the way to help boost it, they will be excited for Diaz McGregor too, especially now that everything is on equal levels. You know, McGregor is going to be adjusted to the weight. Nate Diaz will have a full camp. Imagine that.
It ain't going to happen, man. All this, you know, I mean, we can go on and on, but I think Nate Diaz is not only the man to beat, he's the man to watch, he's the man to listen to. I think he sounds better than Conor McGregor because what comes out of his mouth, for the most part, seems a lot more real. Conor seems like he's pontificating all the time, where Diaz says, this is the way it is.
No, I completely agree with you. To bring it fold it back into the WWE a little bit, McGregor is your awesome heel that is gifted and talented on the microphone, and Nate Diaz is he just kind of shows up and tells it like it is and gets the job done. So I do agree with you that he's such a polarizing figure in a completely opposite way of Conor McGregor that I think the UFC could ride Nate Diaz as one of their top guys if he's willing to do it, of course. I think they'd have no problem succeeding there.
That is the great Dominic Cadwallader. And is next up, Charles J. O'Talk Sports Wing, the man with numbers from Plays by J. That's PlaysByJay.com. Coming up next on Sports Byline. Live from the West Coast, this is Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
T-shirts! It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Johnny Angel.
Johnny Angel.
That's from the Donna Reed Show, believe it or not. That's where that song aired first. It was a TV show in the 1950s with Donna Reed, who passed away, and Carl Betts, who was there. Her husband played a doctor. Sort of like Leave It to Beaver earlier, though, 1950s. Let's go from Leave It to Beaver in the 1950s to the 2016. The man with the numbers, Mr. PlaysByJay.com. We'll talk about Charles J. And, of course, he predicted that the Golden State Warriors would win Game 7, and he gave up the points, and you got skunked. Is that why I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks or what? Are you trying to recover, lick your wounds, or what?
I'm happy for those Cleveland Cavaliers. I grew up a Cleveland Cavalier fan, and so it kind of, I don't know, eases the pain a little bit. But you're going to be wrong sometimes. and that's the way it is.
Yeah, I know it is, but we accept that. Charlie, didn't
you? What we enjoyed tonight was getting the over in the Deontay Wilder Chris Areola fight over 5.5 rounds at $1.60. So that's a big winner there. So you know, you win some, you lose some.
So what was the overall favorite? 35-1 Wilder.
Well, it depended on where you were going to go and bet. I mean, where I was, it was 20. He was 22-1. So you know, I mean, he was a prohibitive favorite to win. So the really the total on the fight was the only way to go, whichever way you were going to go. I just thought that Areola had enough experience to hang in there. He had hung in there with good fighters before. And, of course, you know, Wilder, we're still not sure about him, really.
Well, he's 37-0, but he's really like
5-0. Yeah, well, right, against I don't want to say real fighters, but against the, you know, that resembling maybe world-class opposition. And still people – well, of course, he was going to fight a better fighter. That was kind of nixed. So Areola was the alternative. Mm-hmm. So
when you look at – let's go back to the NBA for a second, the NBA championship. With Cleveland,
sure.
Cleveland and that momentum coming into Game 7, the fact that they shut the Warriors down there in the last 2.5, 3 minutes, I think, of that fourth quarter – Was that LeBron making a statement, or was that the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, it's always the team, but I think that it was, you know, you're looking at, God, and now, you know, you get older, your memory kind of goes on you. But you pull up the game. There were some stats in that game where if I told you ahead of time that we were going to see numbers like that, you would not believe that the Golden State Warriors would lose the game, but they did. And you know, a lot of people talk about it being like a choke job on the part of Golden State, but it was just, you know, I just thought that LeBron took it to a new level. Hey, Irving was pretty good in this series too. He was, you know, he shot over 40% from 3-point range. In overall the series, and this was a defensive game. It was a game. The final game was a game that was played at a pace that, you know, favored Cleveland. They wanted to go slow, and you know, LeBron was only now. I just pulled up the stats on the game. LeBron was only 9 of 24 from the field in the game, and Draymond Green, a guy who was kind of, you know, on and off, you know, at some point in the playoffs here, he's had some disappointing games. He had 32 points, 15 rebounds on the game. And if I told you those kinds of things were going to happen, you might have said, well, you know, maybe the Golden State Warriors were going to be the victors in this game, but they just didn't hit enough shots overall because Thompson and Curry were just 12 of 36 from the field combined in that final game. So they didn't shoot well, and that has to be a testament to the way Cleveland played defense as well.
Where does Kevin Durant fit in with these guys? Where exactly? I mean, whose place is he taking?
He fits in very well. I mean, theoretically, I guess he's going to be taking the place of Harrison Barnes, who's off having signed – who did he sign with? It was not Philadelphia. It was some other team. But he fits in well if they want to go to a small lineup, because you're talking about a guy like Draymond Green playing the center position, which they've been very effective doing, and then Durant would be the power forward, I guess, you know, and they'll have Iguodala in there with the Splash Brothers in the backcourt. I've seen overs and unders on the team as far as 68 wins. I would caution against going too crazy with them as far as regular season wins are concerned. Whenever you put together these superstar combos, it always kind of takes a while for them to get, you know, acclimated to each other, especially when they've been used, you know, like a guy like Curry and Durant, they're both used to really kind of dominating the ball for their teams. And so I would look for them to really kind of get better and better and better as the season goes along and really come on strong in the playoffs. As far as setting new records for wins and all that, it wouldn't surprise me if they were kind of slow out of the gate while they were kind of learning about each other. Remember, there's not a lot of preseason games that these guys play, so there's not a whole lot of time for that. And so the NBA season is so long, and everybody makes the playoffs, you know, if they're any good. I saw it in Miami, you know, right here with the with LeBron and Bosh and Dwayne Wade, that they it did take them a while. It also took the Celtics a while, if you remember, going back, you know, a few years before that with Kevin Garnett and Pierce and Ray Allen. They did not all kind of mesh all that well at the beginning, but when it really came time to step up, they knew each other by that time. And I think Durant is enough of a team-oriented guy to where and one thing about the Warriors is that they seem to have scored pretty well in the people department, you know. And what I mean by that is you know, selecting the people to play for their team who are good personalities to fit in with the others. And I think they're borrowing a page out of the San Antonio book there. So I don't see ultimately a big problem with these guys playing together. I don't think you're going to need three basketballs, you know, among them. But I think they'll come along. And remember also that Durant, you know, played alongside Russell Westbrook, a guy who probably needs the ball about as much as anyone in the NBA. So I think they'll be okay with that lineup, and this is an upgrade.
You know, I thought Larry Brown was coaching the University of Kansas, I think, back in the 70s, well, actually the 80s. But he's like 76 years old. He's out as the SMU coach over money and power. What does that mean? And why does a guy at 76 want to keep doing the hectic schedule of running an athletic program for SMU? That's a pretty hectic schedule for anybody, let alone a guy that's like almost 80 years old.
Yeah, I'm not sure about what the circumstances were about Larry Brown leaving the team, but I do know that he's always been one of those coaches who relished a challenge, and that's one of the things I admired about him, is that he never minded going into a situation that was a little bit distressed, or a situation in college basketball, especially with this SMU position, where there really was no legacy to build on. You know, you can have these coaches. Let's face it, a guy like a John Calipari moves into the Kentucky program. Well, Kentucky has a tremendous legacy in basketball, so you're going to recruit players to begin with. And so you've got, kind of have a leg up. Brown, there was no real basketball tradition at SMU, but he did a tremendous job in a short period of time, which he has done most of the time in his career. And so, but there was some, you know, there was scandal surrounding this program. There were some things that that these guys got flagged on, and I'm not sure of all the specifics of it, but it was pretty serious, and there were a lot of sanctions against the team. And so I know that Dick Vitale at some point last season called for Larry Brown to get banned from coaching. So it was an explosive situation here at SMU, but he did turn that team into a top 20 program.
Speaking of top 20 programs, Joe Paterno knew about Sandusky raping those kids back in the 70s. He did nothing about it. Do you think they should tear down Joe Paterno's statue there in front of the in front of Penn State? I mean, you know, if the guy was sanctioning child abuse and child molestation, should he be honored with his own statue?
I would tear it down, yes. You know, but that's my sensibility. Because I don't think that – I think that when you look at a situation like that and you see someone who had a knowledge of something and then kind of turned his head to it, a blind eye, so to speak, basically looking at the bigger picture in terms of the program and not wanting to disrupt the program, as I imagine that motivation would have been, it kind of does exemplify that which we might point to as what is wrong in college sports and in college football in particular, which is that I think a lot of things are ignored in the interests of winning. And in Paterno's case, I think it's especially egregious because even going back that far, he wasn't a guy that necessarily needed to do, you know, reach a certain level every season to keep his job like some of these coaches are. So I'm not real sympathetic to the Paterno situation. And I must admit this, Mr. Taco, that I've known scouts who have gone into Penn State and, you know, for the purposes of looking at players, and they do that.
Do they look in the shower? Do they look in the shower?
They go around to the universities and almost to a man. They look upon Paterno as just a bad guy. They looked upon him as just a nasty guy, you know, and they just didn't like him on a personal level. So from that corner of things, there wasn't going to be a lot of sympathy from the insider point of view. He was not beloved by everybody even before all this happened.
$4 billion the USC was sold this week for $4 billion. I talked about this with Dominic earlier, and of course he's got the money. He knows about the billions. Yeah, exactly. But you know, it's like the Dallas Cowboys are ranked the number one franchise in all of sports, or something like almost $4 billion. Is the USC really worth the equal of the Dallas Cowboys and like Manchester, UK, and something like that? I don't think so.
It wouldn't seem that way. I don't know exactly how to evaluate these things, but you know, it reminds me of, if you guys remember, and I can't tell you that all, you know, through the years I followed MMA all that closely, but if you remember that International Fight League that was around several years ago, at one point, because I believe they were public, their market cap was more than the New York Yankees or something like that. And was that not an over-evaluation on the part of the stock buying public for that company? So you got to wonder, if somebody's buying the organization for that much money, how much could it possibly appreciate? And what do they have to do in order to hold that? They're going to have unbelievable TV contracts, but they've got capable people in charge, don't they?
Yeah, well, they got capable people in charge, but you know, that's about to change, I think, with the lawsuit, the class action lawsuit that the fighters filed against Zuffa Sports and Dana White and the Dubai government owns 13% of the USC. Zuffa Sports is a parent company because, you know, it's a slave contract. They've got to wear these uniforms now. They can't wear their own trunks anymore. And one guy was wearing his own trunks. He was selling, advertising his trunks, Charles, for $100,000 a fight. He was getting $30,000 for a fight. He getting $100,000 for advertising. And the USC said, well, we'll give you the $30,000 for a fight, and now we'll give you $7,000 for advertising. Does that sound fair to you?
Well, everybody knows that the purses in the UFC relative to the pay-per-view numbers have always been very low compared to boxing.
15%, Charlie, 15%. 15% of the money goes to the fighters. Come on, that sounds like a plantation to me.
Well, listen, you know, the one thing that's unfortunate about the UFC and their structure is that they're, you know, most of the top fighters are concentrated working for that company. And so it makes it a little bit easier to unionize if somebody can get them all together, because that's pretty much, you know, with apologies to Bellator, which has a lot of good fighters and everything, most of them are in the UFC. And so if it was possible to really do some organization of those guys, you'd probably see some interesting movement. Let's put it that way.
The great Charles Day, playsbyj.com. Charlie, see you next week, buddy.
Thank you, my friends.
All the best. This is Sports Byline. Johnny talking to his all-stars. Next up, tell me something I don't know. Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez is guaranteed to do so. This is Sports Byline live from the West Coast. Raised
up in privacy. You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I don't know how a fighter who is an independent contractor has to wear a uniform. Because if you're an employee, I see why you have to wear a uniform. But if you're an independent contractor, I don't understand how you can be considered an independent contractor and have to wear a uniform that the company makes you wear. That's pretty much my position.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Before I ask my co-host, Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez, to tell me something I don't know, I'll ask him a question. Did you donate seven figures to Donald Trump's presidential campaign?
Not a chance.
Because they said some San Francisco donor donated $1 million to a super PAC, and I just can't think of anybody throwing that kind of money around here in the city by the bay that's even slightly conservative except for you.
No. I would have definitely listed it as Hillsborough just to make sure people got my point.
Oh, good enough. So tell me something I don't know, Dominic.
All right. Here's a good one for you, Taco Man. You had mentioned Asian names earlier. Pitcher Shohei Ohtani of the Japan Professional Baseball League won their inaugural home run derby. He's got a 2.03 ERA with 140 strikeouts in 115 innings. But he also moonlights as the team's DH. He's got a .331 batting average and 10 homers.
Wonderful, man. You have a great week with Ron Barr. You are the greatest producer in the world. You are the greatest co-host in the world. Dominic Jimenez, you are the man. I thank you for everything, my brother.
Thank you, sir. I tip my fancy cap to you.
The great Dominic Jimenez, I'll say thank you for the fantastic performance from Mr. Zach Attack Young. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, this is Sports Overnight America, Johnny Talking as All-Stars, live from the West Coast.